Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I'm continuing my Spirit Animals of Los Angeles series. I can't even get through the intro. This show, we're going to talk about the coyote. And this was supposed to be the first show in the series. It's been the hardest for me to write. The coyote is truly a trickster. And I have put it off because I'd started and I hit some barrier. It wasn't flowing. And typically that's like my sign to take a break or pivot. I always come back to whatever it is, but I maybe need to take a different approach. And so I've tried every approach under the sun to do this show on the coyote spirit. And then I realized this morning, the coyote spirit is a trickster. So, of course, me talking about the coyote is going to be challenging to some degree. But let's have fun with it in the spirit of the coyote, which I do believe the coyote is fun. Okay, so now, in case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I use my psychic abilities to help you achieve and receive the desires of your heart. If you're sensing it's time to hire a coach, please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at my single intuitive coaching session so we can chat for 90 minutes, or the massive result 1-year intuitive coaching package. All right, so this is my series on the spirit animals of Los Angeles. So it's the animals that I've been encountering this year. And even if you're not in Los Angeles, this wisdom is meant to be universal. So you can take it in and see what message specifically a spirit animal is giving you and then act from that place. All right. So the coyote spirit. The coyote was what inspired this series. And it was the first of the spirit animals to appear and give me a message since I've been in Los Angeles. But here's the thing. I ignored it. I really, really, really ignored it. The first time it showed up, it was, I was sitting outside having lunch, and across the freeway on a hillside, I see this lake creature running about. And I'm like, I bet that's a coyote, middle of the day, right? I was like, all right, that's weird. And so, right, middle of the day, a coyote. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's weird. That's not a message for me, right? I live this stuff. And so one of the reasons I was resistant to the coyote spirit showing up and even investigating what message they might have for me was prior to this time. The last time the coyote showed up frequently was right before the pandemic. And I don't even think the coyote was showing up to talk to me about the pandemic. I think that time in my life, I was so focused on a very specific goal and result. And my type A and my insecurities were working together, which is a mess. And so I was just like, it's got to be this way. It's got to be this way. It's got to be with this way. And so then, you know, I was trying to stay like optimistic and inspired, and things weren't going the way I wanted them to. And the coyote kept showing up by way of a card that I have in a deck. And in that particular card, the way that teacher receives the message of the coyote is divine detour. And now from this vantage point, I could see that's exactly what the coyote was trying to tell me. Like, hey, like, this isn't the path for you. It's okay to detour. It's okay to take a different route. And, but, you know, I was resistant. So I wound up in some really messy, messy, messy situations when the world was completely upside down, right? And I even think through that, the coyote was giving me messages like, hey, you can work your way through all of this. And I think if I had been more receptive, I wouldn't have taken all of the things that didn't work out the way I wanted them to. I wouldn't have taken it so personally. And so this time around this year, when I'm seeing this coyote, I'm like, I don't know. Coyotes are just running about in Los Angeles. And so then I kept seeing them. And I turned down a street and a coyote would just run across the way, you know, a residential street. Or I was sitting one evening, it was like 10. I was sitting in front of my house in my car and I hadn't gotten out yet. And two coyotes come running down the road. And so, of course, when we are for me, and I see this often with clients, when we don't want to accept a intuitive message, we get really intellectual about it all. And so then I start researching everything about coyotes and like, how do I protect myself against coyotes and how dangerous are they? And why is Los Angeles just letting them run up free down the street at 10 o'clock at night? And so then I start talking to everybody about the coyotes, and then everybody has a coyote story. And I did learn a tremendous amount about the coyote, but I was still locked into like, oh, I'm afraid of this. These coyotes just running about. Is this safe? Right. And not even like energy, not psychic, anything. It was just fully just intellectual inquiry. And it was over the top. Like, and it was because I was not wanting to deal with the messages of the coyote. And so coyote spirit really started to show up for me. And it got to the point where I could just feel it. I was in a neighborhood. It was nighttime. I was getting in my car and I could just feel it. I'm like, I know you're somewhere. And so then I start driving and I get probably halfway down the block and then it darts across the street. And I mean, and there was no way I would have known other than obviously a psychic connection. I could just feel it as I was walking to get in my car and then for it to dart across, jump on the top of this house. It was definitely talking to me. And I'm just being like, oh, isn't that interesting? Coyotes just run all over the streets of Los Angeles. And then the last time it showed up, and I actually now think it's the last time, it kept showing up and kept showing up in such frequency that I had no choice but to accept that it was trying to give me a message and I needed to look into that. It was like 6 o'clock on a Sunday. Like, you know, the sun isn't even down here in Los Angeles. And I'm on a main street. I mean, literally it's called Main Street, and you have tons of businesses and restaurants and bars, and, you know, and I'm turning down, I'm at a stoplight, actually. I'm going to make a right turn. And all of a sudden, this coyote comes just running down the middle of the road, like, does not care. And I'm like, and people are jogging and coyotes just running. I was like, okay. All right, I get it, coyote. You have a message for me. And I kid you not, it has not shown up since then. Only when I was trying to skirt doing this show, out of the corner of my eye, and only the trickster, playful way a coyote would, it kind of showed up. And so I kept it. So then as I proceeded down the street, I was like, where'd it go? And I didn't see it fully, but I know it was showing up saying, do this show. So let's talk about the coyote spirit, because I think the messages are fantastic. Again, the teacher that introduced me to the coyote spirit consistently in all of her decks, the message is divine detours. But I want to go a bit further with that and offer you some other perspectives. So across many cultural and religious perspectives, the energy of coyote spirit is a mix of high vibrational and low vibrational. I'm going to talk about the high vibrational because in my personal life, I'm only receptive to high vibrational wisdom. But for the sake of the show, I would like you to consider the coyote spirit neutral, a neutral messenger. And with that being said, it can even either point you in a direction that's for your highest and greatest good, or it can bring forth messages that may not fully regard your well-being, but also yield a positive result if followed. It all depends on, again, what you are receptive to. And I'm most receptive to high vibrational information. So the coyote spirit represents the duality of psychic information. I think that's really important because as I was doing the research on coyote spirit, all the different perspectives, whether it be from a religious perspective, a spiritual tradition, a cultural perspective, there's this mixed bag with the coyote. But what I love is even in the like really negative stories about the coyote, I still saw the positive, right? And I think that is the key. I'll share one story that I didn't put in the notes was, it was, you know, it's folklore. And so my thought is, I'm going to totally butcher this story, but I pray that you will catch the themes. It was a coyote and a lion. And I want to say it was Noah's Ark or something along those lines. And the coyote had been assigned to the lion. The coyote had come to the lion and say, hey, I want to work with you. I want to, you know, let's be cool. And the lion, you know, was apprehensive. And so it gave coyote this like really messed up job, right? In preparing for whatever. I'm butchering the story. And so the coyote knew it was a messed up job. And instead of the coyote just being like, okay, I'm going to put my head down and do this job and prove myself, the coyote was like, nope. And then like stole all the food and bounced. And why I think that story is positive because, and I think this is the message coyote spirit is giving all of us, is always be aware of your value and how you're being treated. And you don't have to stay or participate in situations where you feel you're being judged negatively. And so I think on one hand, the coyote spirit represents adaptability and trusting your instincts and playfulness, definitely playfulness. It is a jokester. And then on the other hand, it can be seen as a trickster god. In some spiritual traditions, it's considered a trickster god, like cunning, thieving. But ultimately, what I have taken away from the coyote spirit, and I think the message it was giving me, is whether you choose a high vibrational path or a low vibrational path, A, take full and complete responsibility for taking care of yourself. And do whatever it takes, right? And again, there are a lot of approaches to that, but ultimately, you're responsible for you. And I think out of all the spirit animals in this series, the coyote embodies that the most. And I think for people who skirt responsibility or take on too much responsibility, or let their nerves get the best of them, or look at circumstances and decide they're not going to work in their favor and bounce or quit. And the coyote, I think, is saying to us, like, no, there's always a way for you to come out on top if you choose to take that path. And you can do that again because of the duality of the coyote spirit. You can do that in a high vibrational way and you can do that in a low vibrational way. But first and foremost, you have to be in the driver's seat of your life and your experience. So as I explore the negative symbolism of coyote spirit, the spiritual lore associated with it is often the coyote spirit is seen as a villain. But the theme I saw in many of those stories was that the coyote is a survivor. And again, it will do whatever it takes to ensure its well-being. And I think that is the gumption that so many people that listen to my program, highly sensitive people, people with low self-esteem, need. That, yes, there's a lot of clutter in our energy field that's telling us that we're not able to navigate situations and come out ahead, right? But the Coyote Spirit's saying, yes, there is. And you get to choose, again, whatever path you want to take to it, but there is always a way for you to take care of yourself and for you to honor your well-being. And I think also the Coyote Spirit represents not letting anyone tell you what you can be, do, or have. And again, as in that story I butchered for you, the Coyote Spirit will rebel against limitation. And I think it is time for us all to rebel against limitation. So even in the midst of the Coyote Spirit's negative attributes, quote unquote, because I actually don't think it's negative at all. I think it's, as I interact with it and understand it and stop judging it and judging energy, I realize there's always a way. And so however way you take that way is your choice. And you don't have to judge yourself in the process of taking care of yourself. So I believe the true intention and underlying psychic guidance of the Coyote Spirit is to move away from anything that restricts you, anything that limits you, anything that keeps what you want just outside of your reach, anything that tells you that what you desire is not possible. The Coyote Spirit is always guiding us to use our keen awareness, our intuition, our intelligence, our guile, to transcend all challenges. The Coyote Spirit represents finding a way. And I believe the Coyote leaves that way up to us. And we have to be bold enough to choose that way. And the Coyote is bold. It will do whatever it wants to do. And I think we all need to take that on. The positive sides of the Coyote Spirit is the playfulness, I think. And but I don't think of it as folly, you know. I don't think it's just a jokester, you know. So often, like trickster gods in entertainment, they're perceived as being assholes. I don't think the Coyote Spirit is an asshole at all. I think the Coyote Spirit is reminding us that we always have the power of transformation. And the trick is embodying that and knowing that we can overcome any struggle and we can shift and we can be who we want to be. And we can make those choices and decisions to transform based on our desires. And the Coyote Spirit also brings a message to not take anything too seriously. Definitely think this is the message it was giving me since I've been in Los Angeles, not to take anything too seriously and not to take other people's perceptions personally. That's their story. Even if they're telling the story about you, you don't have to take that on. You know, going back to that example of the story I gave you about the lion had decided how the coyote was going to be. And the coyote hadn't done anything yet. And the coyote ultimately, I guess, played out that limitation, but not from the place of, well, I guess this is all I'm meant to do. No, it was fully aware it was being judged. And so I think don't take on other people's stories about you. And even if you're sensing that story and you don't know directly what it is and you feel that story is false, don't take it on. Even as you take it on, you be your own person. You determine what is best for you. You determine what is for your highest and greatest good. We'll sip a coffee here. I believe the Coyote Spirit showing up is a call to change. It is also a message to explore how you can make those changes from a very clever and insightful part of yourself. Often, just like my story about pre-pandemic, like right before, I was so locked into a goal. So being told I needed to shift or change, I took it all very personally, right? And instead of saying like, oh, that must mean that there is a better path. And instead of using my wit and my intellect and my insight and my spiritual gifts to execute that change so ultimately I could get what I want, I locked into, oh, this must mean I can't have what I want. So if I deviate from this path, if I detour, if I honor this message that's coming up, then that must mean something is limiting me. But I think the coyote is telling us the opposite of that. Nothing limits you other than you. And remembering that there are lots of ways to get what you want and to not feel any insecurity or embarrassment or shame or entitlement about that. So one of the things I noticed as these coyotes were showing up, they would be anywhere from the side of the highway, you know, in a pile of trash to running through, you know, multi-million dollar neighborhoods. Like they would go anywhere. And I think it's a message that do what you got to do, right? And don't think anything of it. Don't think it means anything about you. You know, your ability to take care of yourself, and here's why. We make up stories about what we can and cannot do. Oh, the world has told me I can't do it this way, or I couldn't do it this. I couldn't take a loan out or use my credit card for that, or it has to look this way. If I don't look this way, then no one's going to accept me. But ultimately, all these things, all these approaches, they're just getting in the way of us finding the most direct route to our desire. So if you have to walk through some trash and mud symbolically to get to what, or maybe not, to get to what you want, and that's the fastest route, do that. Trying to wrap everything up in a pretty picture actually makes the journey longer and harder and honestly more taxing on our well-being and our sense of self. And so use your cleverness, your intellect, your wit, and notice the fastest route to whatever it is that you want. I believe the coyote spirit is telling us that we can go anywhere and be anything and do anything and have our desires. And all we have to do is proceed with confidence, power, and certainty. I believe the coyote spirit is encouraging us all to do whatever it takes to achieve our dreams. And at one more time, do not take any part of that journey to your dreams personally. Yes, we want to be upstanding humans, but I'm talking to upstanding humans. Where we get in our way is we think, oh, is this appropriate? Is this right? Should I do it this way? Is this? Yeah, let's stop questioning ourselves. Find the quickest way to where it is that you want to be and put all your energy into that. I think that's what the coyote spirit is saying. And I still haven't figured out if this idea is humbleness or the coyote spirit is just like, I don't give a shit. But the coyote spirit, I think, is just saying, just own where it is that you're at and whatever it is that you're doing and wherever it is that you're going. Own it completely. Be fully and completely in your experience. And you don't have to be skittish about that, because I never pick that up from the coyote spirit, but it's skittish. And you don't have to demand attention. That's the other piece. Like, here it is. Like, obviously, I was captivated by these coyotes and talking about these coyotes all the time. And anytime they were, I'd stop and like gawk at them. I'm like, and I don't think they cared. They're not trying to do it for attention. They are doing what they need to do. And it's playing by its own rules 100%. And I think that is the message to us, is to play by your own rules. Only abide by your own rules. I believe the Coyote Spirit's true psychic message is to be unshakable. You can be focused and you can be flexible. And less than ideal circumstances do not mean anything about what you can be, do, or have. Doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't limit you. It's just, that's the nature of it. And you work with it. And you work with it to the best of your ability so that you come out on top. Wow. It's a bold message for highly sensitive people. I think we're always thinking about other people. And again, I don't think any of this is, I know there's probably somebody like, my spirit guide just flashed it. I don't think any of that's narcissistic. Narcissism is a very unhealthy trait. Taking care of yourself is always healthy. And yeah, some things won't go as planned, but it does not mean you will not succeed. And I think that's what the Coyote is saying to you, is like saying to all of us, is it doesn't mean you're not going to still thrive, even in less than ideal circumstances. So again, as I tuned into the Coyote Spirit, I never got sinister or ill intentions. I never got weak or lost or struggling, because it could appear that way on the side of a road in a pile of trash. Like, no, it's got somewhere to go and it's doing some thing. And this is just the fastest way there. I got from the Coyote Spirit to know exactly who you are and what you're doing. And even if you're making it up as you go along, don't have any fear about that. Embrace that. Be courageous in that. Own that. And be confident with every step you take. And it's interesting. So many of the messages of the spirit animals of Los Angeles have had a aspect of it that is encouraging us all to be more confident. And so if you're feeling connected to the Coyote Spirit, or the Coyote Spirit showing up, I would say start there. Is there some way in which you need to shift into your more confident self? And if you struggle with confidence, buy a book, get a tape, listen to it in your car. And I guess they're not called tapes anymore, an audiobook or an audio recording, and start embodying and learning how to embody a new way to see yourself that is rooted in the highest level of confidence. Because I do think sometimes we just need to learn what confident behavior looks like, and then we can take it on and execute it from our soul. It's not faking confidence. I think if you grew up in environments that you felt didn't allow you to be as confident as you wanted to be, or maybe you were in a family that when you were in your confident moment, they'd make fun of you. And so you've shied away from that part of yourself. This is your time to reclaim your confidence. And so do whatever it takes. I taught a workshop earlier this year on it. This is why I would say to anybody that listens to my program pretty regularly, when I do classes or workshops, and they tend to be more affordable options, I tell my newsletter list. And so I would say sign up for that so you can hear about it. But yeah, I taught a workshop. Now I see, I'm like, thank you, Coyote Spirit. You inspired that without me even knowing it. So yes, step into your confidence, be unshakable. And do it all with a light heart, because that is what the Coyote Spirit does. All right, that's my show. I got it done. Let's pray this recording actually saves and was okay, because I've attempted it many times. And so I'm feeling elation right now, but let's see. This is the Coyote Spirit, so we never know. And here's the thing, even as I'm saying this to you, my spirit guides pop in and they're like, tell them that even if it doesn't record, even if some technical issue happens, what the Coyote Spirit is teaching all of us is that you just get up and do it again. And it doesn't mean anything about me, and it doesn't mean anything about this broadcast, and it doesn't mean anything about this podcast, and it doesn't mean anything at all. You just find some time and do it again. And it will get better and better every time. And I think that's what the Coyote Spirit is saying to all of us. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And sign up for the newsletter, because I do have some price accessible options in the way of group programs or workshops that I do from time to time. And I used to be really, really opposed to group programs. And then I was like, well, sell them to the people you already know. So I want to know you. So the best way for us to get to know each other is for you to be on my newsletter list. I will send you an intuitive message every week. Thank you again for listening to the show. I look forward to connecting with you on the next. Take care of yourself.